Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Scott Charlton, who is the CEO of Transurban. Scott, it's always good to talk to you.
Hey, Tom.
But particularly on this occasion, you know, a transformative project that Transurban has been successful in bidding for with the WestConnex bid. Being a part of that consortium, where does that rank amongst Transurban's achievements?
Well, I think it's one of those watershed moments. So this is a concession that will go for another 42 and a half years in one of the best cities in the world, both from an economic and demographic basis, and one of the biggest toll road networks that's available in the world. So we're very, very excited. Some great partners, both in big super funds, sovereign funds we're dealing with, but also still partnering with the New South Wales government, who actually announced today a big project that connects to it, that connects to the airport. So it'll be more amenity and more value for our project as well.
Now, you've just had a successful raising with institutions. How did those conversations go? What sort of questions were put to you in terms of being a successful bidder?
Yeah, look, we've had a really stable shareholder base for quite some period of time. A large component of that is superannuation funds in Australia, and they're really looking for the balancing of long-term value that we're creating, which WestConnex is clearly a lot of long-term value, but also maintaining our distribution growth in the short and the medium term, and we maintained our 59 cents forecast distribution for this year. So I think that's important to them, and we do believe that's important to the retail and investors as well. So you know, we had a very successful take-up rate at 96%.
Now, in terms of the numbers that you look at, you'd be looking out, you know, decades, obviously, but you mentioned the population growth. People don't necessarily get a sense of how quickly Sydney can grow when you look out over the course of the next 50 years. What do you regard as being some of the most compelling statistics in that regard?
So look, it's not just Sydney. If you look at Melbourne, in both cities, population is forecast to double out to around that 2050 time or just beyond that. And that's something you just don't see in most of the developed world. So that's very exciting. And there's challenges that come with that. And WestConnex hopefully will facilitate one of those challenges. And one of the most interesting stats that we have is by 2031 is about 40% of Sydney's population will live within 5 kilometres of that network. So that network is touching the big growth areas of Western Sydney and connecting them with the employment areas around the CBD and the airport and the port. So really unique characteristics we think can drive a long-term value.
So in terms of what are the key dates as far as the retail offer are concerned?
So the offer closes, I think, on the 18th of September. So if you got about a week from now or just over to have a look at the booklet and hopefully participate. And obviously, if you don't participate, you'll be able to be part of the book build and your rights will trade, and then you can participate in that way as well. So I think the date is the 18th of September.
It is indeed. Yep. Scott, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom. Cheers.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.